10 books that will boost your productivity. There aren't enough hours in the day is a common refrain among people who feel like they always have too much on their plates. However, productivity can be boosted by making an active effort to do so. Reading relevant books for tips is one effective method to get started. The following list has many suggestions, several of which are free Audible titles. The 5-Second Rule: Transform Your Life, Work, and Confidence with Everyday Courage by Mel Robbins. A key trait of productive people is having the ability to make a decision and act on it without hesitation. Because overthinking anything can lead to an inability to move forward, Mel Robbins suggests making a new habit in the 5-Second Rule. Broken down, her method allows no more than 5 seconds to consider what to do before moving forward. Learning to trust one's intuition can be a freeing experience, and it can significantly improve productivity by eliminating debilitating hesitation. Her method can be applied to personal and work-related issues. Excerpt: By counting backward from 5 to 1, you can interrupt hesitation, self-doubt, and procrastination. Whether it's getting out of bed, making a phone call, or pursuing your dreams, this rule empowers you to act decisively. Deep Work: Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World by Cal Newport. Distractions come in all shapes and sizes, from email notifications to chatty coworkers. The ability to tune them out is the mark of a productive person, but that's easier said than done. In Deep Work, author Cal Newport uses notable examples of people who have found ways to master the art of laser-like focus. 2 key suggestions: cut back on social media and create a daily plan that focuses on important tasks. Set aside tasks that don't require immediate attention so they don't become productivity-impairing distractions. While a few examples are extreme, such as booking a round-trip flight to Tokyo to complete a project free from outside distractions, Newport suggests 4 rules by which most people can achieve improved focus and, in turn, improved productivity. Excerpt: Newport defines deep work as professional activities performed in a state of distraction-free concentration that push your cognitive capabilities to their limit. These efforts create new value, improve your skill, and are hard to replicate. Essentialism: The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown. Rather than focusing on time management or improving productivity, Greg McKeown's essentialism aims to help the reader recognize what's absolutely necessary in any situation. In doing so, the reader will learn how to distinguish time-wasting distractions from those that may be important but not urgent. As a result, productivity, efficiency, work satisfaction, and focus can be improved. The goal is to allow the reader to get more done in less time. As a bonus, it teaches techniques on how to get things done right the first time. Excerpt: Only once you give yourself permission to stop trying to do it all, to stop saying yes to everyone, can you make your highest contribution towards the things that really matter. The Now Habit: A Strategic Program for Overcoming Procrastination and Enjoying Guilt-Free Play by Neil Fiore. The best time to complete a project is now, but it's all too easy to put it off until some undefined later. In The Now Habit, Neil Fiore explains how to develop a mindset that abolishes the typical reasons for procrastination, such as fear of failure. For many people, the fear of not achieving a perfect result holds them back from completing, or even starting, a daunting project. The book explains that procrastination becomes a habit for some because it provides temporary relief from the stress of looming deadlines. To prevent this, Fiore advises readers on how to manage a workflow and how to create a positive attitude rather than falling prey to negative thoughts. The techniques can be applied to work-related projects and those around the home. Excerpt: The choice is not working or not working, but which type of work. Even feeling guilty because of procrastinating takes some effort. When you commit to a goal, you're committing to a form of work that brings ongoing rewards. When you procrastinate, you're choosing a self-punishing form of work. Extreme productivity: Boost Your Results, Reduce Your Hours by Robert C. Posen. The overriding theme of extreme productivity is easily summarized: working hard is good, but working smart is better. At any office, plenty of people appear hard at work, but a closer inspection might reveal workers who are easily distracted or who have trouble completing important tasks because they keep veering off to lower priority ones. Another common problem is not advising the boss when it becomes clear a project can't be completed on schedule. That can impact other projects, potentially causing a widening circle of chaos in the workplace. Excerpt: Success depends in large part on a proper mindset, focusing on the results you plan to achieve, rather than the number of hours you work. The results are what matter most to your employer, clients, and colleagues. The Procrastination Cure: 21 Proven Tactics for Conquering Your Inner Procrastinator, Mastering Your Time, and Boosting Your Productivity by Damon Zaharaides. The title of this book leaves few doubts as to what topics it covers. As it explains, the key to being more productive is being able to make quick decisions with confidence. Another important skill to master is creating, organizing, and maintaining a to-do list. Many well-intentioned workers are intimidated by multiple tasks. They're hesitant to start the most complex tasks, even though they may be the most important. Damon Zaharaides provides great examples of how Mark Twain and Victor Hugo were able to overcome procrastination. Excerpt: You know intuitively that every decision you make regarding how you spend your time imposes a cost. For example, let's say you have two activities to choose from, activity A and activity B. You can't do both. You must choose one over the other. In this scenario, one activity becomes the opportunity cost of the other. If you choose activity A, you must forego doing activity B, choose B, and you won't be able to do A. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg. This book explores how procrastination is a habit. Because many people don't recognize it as one, it can become ingrained and tough to overcome. Author Charles Duhigg says bad habits can't be extinguished, but everyone can change their behavior by adopting new habits that mitigate the bad ones. Divided into three sections, The Power of Habit explores the habits of individuals, organizations, and societies, as well as how habits are formed. By teaching readers the dynamics of habits, the book makes it easier for readers to form new, more positive ones, and potentially transform their lives. Excerpt: In the past decade, our understanding of the neurology and psychology of habits and the way patterns work within our lives, societies, and organizations has expanded in ways we couldn't have imagined 50 years ago. We now know why habits emerge, how they change, and the science behind their mechanics. We know how to break them into parts and rebuild them to our specifications. We understand how to make people eat less, exercise more, work more efficiently, and live healthier lives. Transforming a habit isn't necessarily easy or quick. It isn't always simple. But it is possible. And now we understand how. Scrum: The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time by Jeff Sutherland. While many self-help books focus on the individual, this one can help managers build a focused, very effective, and productive team. Taking its name from a formation used in rugby, Scrum is a management style created by author Jeff Sutherland that prioritizes complex tasks into individual steps that are assigned to the team member best suited for them. However, it also provides strong advice for individuals. Sutherland says that by using the techniques outlined in the book, managers can accelerate productivity by up to 1,200%. Those who lead others would do well to consider adding this to their reading list. Excerpt: Multitasking makes you stupid. Doing more than one thing at a time makes you slower and worse at both tasks. Don't do it. If you think this doesn't apply to you, you're wrong, it does. Make Time: How to Focus on What Matters Every Day by Jake Knapp and John Zaratsky. Some authors tell readers to step away from social media or lock their phones in a drawer to avoid distractions. But in Make Time, authors Jake Knapp and John Zaratsky say that a person can make small shifts in their environment that will allow them to pay complete attention to what really matters. In doing so, they claim that readers can accomplish goals more quickly, essentially creating more time to do things they want to. Because they recognize that not all techniques work for all readers, the book offers an array of tips and strategies that can be chosen to fit every reader's preference and personality. Excerpt: Make time is not about productivity. It's not about getting more done, finishing your to-dos faster, or outsourcing your life. Instead, it's a framework designed to help you actually create more time for the things you care about, whether that's spending time with your family, learning a language, starting a side business, volunteering, writing a novel, or mastering Mario Kart. How to Be a Productivity Ninja: Worry Less, Achieve More, and Love What You Do by Graham Alcott. If there's one caveat to Graham Alcott's How to Be a Productivity Ninja, it might be that it has a dizzying array of techniques to consider. Combining humor with personal anecdotes, it's an engaging read. The book's goal is to transform anyone into a virtual ninja who is wise, capable of intense focus, and calm even in the face of tumultuous scenarios at work or at home. The book is divided into three sections for developing the right mindset, practical tools and techniques, and tips on how to rise above stress. Excerpt: The trouble is, the modern work paradigm gives us so little sense of completion or clear space that it feels like we're constantly straining to see the light at the end of a long, long tunnel.